You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, my name is Glenys Philip Barber. I'm the Assistant Māori Commissioner for Children, and I work with the team at the Office of the Children's Commissioner.
What is the Tō Tātou Kura Atawhai Our Kind of Schools project? Can you give just a brief overview of it?
Yeah, so it's really a project that was interested in exploring bullying prevention, but rather than exploring the problem in depth, we decided that we wanted to focus on why some schools and kura are so good at being a safe place for everyone. So that was really our starting point. So the purpose of the project was to collect experiences, knowledge, insights and kōrero from schools who are doing a really great job of preventing bullying, and then pulling it all together to see, you know, what were the kind of real key commonalities around creating safe environments for kids.
Right, okay. And how many schools were involved with this? What was kind of the scope of it?
So we went to see five different schools, so all primary schools. One of those was a kura kaupapa Māori, but we managed to get across quite a broad range of different types of schools, so rural and urban, large and small. But the one thing they had in common is that they were known to the Ministry of Education as schools who had already done a really great job of creating a safe place for kids and whānau.
And these schools in particular were more, you know, schools that have school cultures that know and respect students rather than thinking about clamping down on bad behaviour and like that more kind of negative end of the spectrum.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So these were schools that actually didn't have much of a problem with bullying. It hadn't come up for them in a really long time. And so we took that and wanted to explore, obviously, to what extent that informed a really strong and inclusive culture. And of course, that's exactly what we found. In our visits, we talked with people who were regularly in and out of the school, so community members, organisations who were working in and with the school. We interviewed whānau members, we interviewed board members, we interviewed teachers, but most importantly, we spent a lot of time just hanging out and talking with kids and observing, the interactions and the way in which the people in these places related to one another. It was really, really powerful experience.
Would you consider repeating this kind of study with, say, secondary schools or like schools that actually have quite an issue with bullying?
Well, I dare say that a number of people have looked really deeply and broadly into the issue of bullying and what drives it. And I mean, the point you make about high schools is a good one, and that would be a conversation for us to have with the Ministry of Education, whom we partnered with to do this work. But really, we wanted to focus on being able to give other schools an opportunity to understand what drives a constructive, positive, inclusive environment. So we wanted to really focus on the positive, focus on the elements that create those types of environments and make that much easier to access. There has been over years a tendency, I think, for schools to think about, you know, introducing a program to teach people how to behave properly as a kind of silver bullet fix for bullying. But what we understand is that school culture is driven by great leadership, by respectful relationships between adults, through a deep knowing and, you know, knowing of the needs of students and actually having a mechanism to meet that need, understanding what it is and meeting it. This commitment to tikanga and reo Māori is something that we found across all the schools that we went to that seemed to set an environment for inclusion and respectful engagement and relationship. We saw also this really strong culture of including whānau and wider community and kura and school life, to the point where in some places You know, the bus driver, for example, is known to everybody by their first name and is greeted, you know, as just a matter of course. Little indicators of respectful relations between adults and children, adults and adults, adults and the community, children and their community. They all kind of add up and create a space where people feel accepted. The other thing we saw was that staff and student diversity in all of its forms was actually valued and celebrated across all of these schools. So that kind of ranged from things like, you know, sharing the national flags of people's countries of origin through to having kai together, actively learning about the cultures and lived experiences of others. I mean, it was quite broad, but the themes and the attitude were the same, and it was strongly inclusive and celebratory of diversity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.